Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, November 19th, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, the logic of a neocon. Take out the head of the Syrian government in order to rid the world of terrorism, even though Assad isn't the one funding ISIS. And a look back at the legacy of JFK. That's next.
We're taking this country back, period. We're done. I don't care if it's globalists, radical Muslims, Satanists, whatever, whoever you are, get out of my way. 1776 is coming again, and you're not going to stop the new enlightenment, the new renaissance. Get out of the way, all of you. You globalists that want to suppress technology, radical Islamists that want to suppress culture, it's over. We're the real liberals. America was exceptional, and we're bringing it back. Now, that said, I cannot state to new viewers and listeners how awesome InfoWars.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
The sound of the war drums has begun to echo throughout the mainstream media as the establishment argues that the only way to eliminate the Islamic State and defeat ISIS is to take out the government of Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. Thus, the battle cry for boots on the ground in Syria. And we knew this was coming. I mean, the United States government and the U.S. intelligence agencies, well, they've been planning this for a very long time.
And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, he pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office. It says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. I said, seven countries in 5 years. I said, is that a classified memo? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. He was about to show it to me. He said, because I want to talk about it.
This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
That was General Wesley Clark talking about his experience back in the early days of the Bush administration. This was shortly after 9/11. And, you know, we've even got PNAC documents that go back even further that reveal that Syria has been a huge target on the U.S. hit list for some time. Now remember, Al-Qaeda did not have a presence in Iraq until after the U.S. invasion in 2003. Then the U.S. and its allies engineered the so-called Arab Spring. Civil wars erupted in Libya and Syria, and in walks the global powers to establish order out of chaos.
We came, we saw, he died.
That's right. And ISIS, which is a Frankenstein that was created by Western intelligence, well, they were sent in to overthrow Gaddafi in Libya, and now they are being used to overthrow Bashar al-Assad in Syria. So when you see these political pundits and politicians calling for boots on the ground in Syria, remember, They've been planning this for some time, and they've successfully destabilized the region. They've created absolute chaos. There's a tsunami of refugees that are fleeing, fleeing the country right now, and they're flooding into Europe. And the ISIS terrorists are even allowed to export themselves through illegal immigration. It is an absolute orchestrated mess.
The United States should not delay in leading a global coalition to take out ISIS with overwhelming force. We need to intensify our efforts in the air and on the ground. While air power is essential, it cannot bring the results we seek. The United States, in conjunction with our NATO allies and more Arab partners, will need to increase our presence on the ground.
So there you go, Jeb Bush right on cue, acting like the true globalist puppet politician that he really is, calling for boots on the ground and a war in Syria. Mainstream media across the board, they're basically doing the same thing. They have the same mentality, because the globalists, they have been waiting for this opportunity. And unfortunately, the terrorist attacks in Paris are giving them the perfect excuse to go in and start a war. Now, don't get me wrong. I want these radical Muslim extremists dead. I want ISIS to be totally destroyed and permanently wiped off the face of the earth. We're talking about that these guys are subhuman animals, and they all need to be exterminated. So don't think I'm about to go tree hugging with Jane Fonda while our brave troops and soldiers go into war, because it's not about that. This is about knowing your enemy. Who funded ISIS? Who trained ISIS? Who's giving them money? And why were they let loose like a pack of rabid dogs to wreak havoc throughout the Middle East? These are the questions you should be asking yourself. And David Knight joins us now to try to help make sense of all this. I'm interested in your perspective on what do you think about all this talk about boots on the ground in Syria? Do you think it's a legitimate response to the Paris ISIS attacks, or do you think that this is simply a matter of the globalists waiting for this opportunity, because they've been wanting to go into Syria for a very long time?
They've been working on this for a long time. That's why it's hard to make sense out of it, Darren, because we've been telling everybody where this is coming. We've been watching this develop over a number of years. We knew that they were trying to start a war in Syria. They had false flag sarin gas attack. They've tried to do everything they can. And, of course, as Alex talked about earlier today, there are all these people in the military that said, we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's air force. They want a no-fly zone. As Rand Paul pointed out, you're talking about shooting down Russian planes to do that. And Russian planes who were there by the invitation of the Syrian government. And we know going way back to Wesley Clark that this was on their list, their hit list of countries that they were doing. Yep. This is a deliberate plan. And we've talked about how they've been creating ISIS, how they've armed them, trained them. It's an open secret. And yet you have the mainstream media, especially Fox News and others, who are trying to pretend that this is all something that is external to us, something that just grew up organically and naturally there that we had nothing to do with, and we need to now go there and take it down. It's absolutely insane.
Well, and this is straight out of the CIA's playbook on how to take over a country.
Yeah.
You know, send in a bunch of bad guys to do Washington's dirty work. They rape and pillage the nation. They start a civil war, and then they go in there and establish order out of chaos.
Yeah, exactly. And what they're going to do is they're going to do the same thing here in this country. That's why they're bringing these people into this country, because they want to create chaos here so they can then offer their solutions. And of course, one of the solutions is to get rid of our guns. And this is something that came out this the beginning of this week. On Monday, we had a report from the Washington Post, and now all the mainstream media, especially Fox News, is picking this up and running with it, Darren. This is a Fox alert. We see Gretchen Carlson talking about how scary this is. And let me tell you what the newest thing you need to be afraid of is. I'll let Gretchen Carlson tell you about it.
People who are on the terrorist watch list here in the U.S., who knew that they were still legally able to buy guns? Look at this data from the Government Accountability Office going back to 2004. Suspected terrorists made more than 2,200 attempts to buy guns from U.S. dealers. More than 2,000 of them, or 91%, were successful.
Yeah, they passed background
checks. There are 700,000 people on the U.S. terror watch list. Though it's worth noting, many say they were placed on the list by mistake. I'm not sure all 700,000.
Yeah, you know, those guys, they didn't deserve. But look, that's one of the key things to get out of this. They're trying to panic everybody. And Darren, the way this began, on Monday, the Washington Post ran a report from the GAO talking about these very statistics that she's got up here. It's been picked up by all the mainstream media, especially the Daily News. Look at these pictures of how they're demonizing the NRA's Wayne LaPierre. You got Daily News saying, craziest man on earth, and they've got a desperate picture of him there. Then another headline from the Daily News, front page, NRA's sick jihad. And of course, as National Review, one of the few places to not chime in on this and talk about what a crisis this is, what a you know, special alert, as Fox News put this out there. National Review, Charles Cook said, well, the New York Daily News knows who we should all be focused on in the wake of the shootings in Paris. Why, it's the NRA. In other words, they're the problems. They're the jihadis. They're the crazy people, okay? But we need to ask, how did people get on the watch list? How do you know that you're on a watch list? How do you get off of a watch list? You know, we have a thing called the Constitution. And in that Constitution, you have in the Sixth Amendment the right to be confronted with the people who accuse you, have a public trial with a jury, and to be found guilty. Okay, but none of this stuff exists. One of the first stories I had when I came here at InfoWars was a guy who got stranded in Hawaii. He'd just been vetted by the TSA.
Right.
He had been vetted by the FBI to get certain gun issues. He'd been vetted by a number of agencies. He's flying on a military plane to see his wife in Japan. And they let him go on the first leg, and then when he starts to take the second leg out of Hawaii, he gets stuck there. They won't let him fly. And now he's stranded because he's got to get a boat to get off of Hawaii, right? Mm-hmm. So he misses his entire vacation. But after that, he was never able to get any information about how he got on that watch list or how he could get off. And so when we look at this and we see that 2,000 people went through and were cleared by the FBI, were able to get guns, and they say, no, if you're on a watch list, then you should lose your rights without any due process at all. That's one of the scariest things about it.
Well, the scariest thing about it is imagine the Obama administration or Clinton, if you know she becomes president, or even a Republican administration, anybody that all they have to do is say that you're on the terror watch list. Imagine who Obama would put on there right now to stop from getting guns. It would be the Libertarians, Tea Party, just all on down the line. This is very, very dangerous.
And Fox News is chiming in there, and the Republicans, many of the Republicans are as well. The co-sponsor of this bill is Representative Peter King out of New York, a Republican, sponsoring this with Dianne Feinstein. What does that tell you? Okay, also, this first came up, this issue of we're not going to let anybody on a terror watch list get a gun. This first came up in the Bush administration in 2007. So this is a bipartisan effort at the top to try to stop gun rights of people without any due process. Just put them on the list once you get listed, and you never know that it's a star chamber procedure. Okay. That's why they set up the Sixth Amendment. They knew about the star chamber where people could be tried in secret without any representation, without their knowledge, and convicted in secret. That's the whole point of the due process that we have. And yet you've got Republicans now being panicked by Fox News saying, we want to get this out of here. We want to take people's rights away. And I want to point out one other thing too. Just as we're seeing Feinstein and King working together, just as we see Marco Rubio working with Chuck Schumer on open borders. And then they pointed this out in the Washington Post article. They said conservative pollster Frank Luntz. Now, this is the guy that you always see with Fox News after the debates, taking his little test audience. We don't know where he got his test audience, taking their pulse literally to see how they react to the different debate sound bites. So Frank Luntz worked for Everytown USA. Now, they don't say that's Bloomberg, but we know that's Michael Bloomberg, okay? So he worked with them, this Fox pollster, who's really not a legitimate pollster, in my opinion. He's just somebody who manipulates the news using the pretense of polls. He found in this thing that he did for Bloomberg, 76% of American gun owners and 71% of NRA members support prohibiting people on the terror watch list from buying guns. That's the really dangerous thing.
And that's because people like, well, it's Fox News in the conservative base. See, now they have an excuse for gun control.
Yes.
Because they could say, hey, we're fighting terrorism.
Yes. You know, and that's the danger.
Wow.
That they're going to sell these people. Understand, to the degree that you give up your freedom, to that degree, you are a slave. Slaves are never safe. Slaves are never secure. You have to understand the national security state is about continuity of government. It's not about your safety. And don't give up your freedoms for any reason whatsoever. These are people, for the most part, and again, we got to say that these are 2,000 people who are able to get guns. Have there been 2,000 shootings by any of these people? If there was a single shooting by somebody who got the gun, who was on a terror watch list, believe me, that would have been in this hit piece that's being run by the mainstream media. So there's not a single person who got a gun out of all those 2,000 plus that did anything with it. This is nothing but trying to panic us into giving up our freedoms for the promise of safety. All right, let's see what a former Homeland Security bureaucrat who was her guest, Gretchen Carlson's guest. Let's see what he had to say about this whole process.
There's nothing more micromanaged in the law than how people get their guns, who can be denied, exactly what crimes are disqualifying. I worked in Congress. I know how down to every last comma, every last crime. It's an amazing thing. So this is a congressional situation. This is a situation where the executive branch has very little discretion on what to do about gun rights.
There you go. Did you hear what he said? He said, you know, this is micromanaged. Mm-hmm. You know, every little last detail, who can get a gun, what you can do with it, and all this kind of stuff. That's also called infringement. That's what the Second Amendment was about. They knew it was going to come by death by a thousand cuts, micromanaging it. And he's fine with that. He's also fine with the fact that he says this is a congressional thing, but he doesn't like that. He thinks the executive should have the decision on this, right? So here is a guy, Homeland Security, former Homeland Security, on Fox News, panicking the public and saying the problem is that you've got Congress micromanaging and basically ignoring the Second Amendment. And we need to have the executive, the president, come in and give us orders and just take away our gun rights. That's what he's advocating, Darren.
Well, and this is just the beginning, because if we get a Paris-style attack here in the United States, imagine mm-hmm. how many folks are going to be on that the no-fly list and the terror watch list. It's going to be over the top.
Oh, yeah. And when he talks about how the executive doesn't have enough discretion to just ban guns, she's like, oh, yes, this is very serious, very scary. She goes, oh, you know, and never any pushback, mm-hmm. never any mention of questioning of due process, what these watch lists are, how do you get on a list, what is this all about, and the nonsense involved in that, or anything to do with the Second or the Sixth Amendment.
And remember, folks, this isn't coming from the Obama administration necessarily. This is a big push by the conservative networks like Fox News.
Exactly. This is a report that came out. It was 2004 to 2010 initially, and then this weekend they've got an update to 2014, and everybody is covering it, and the conservative press is really pushing this. And so last thing here, Darren. Forbes says, so the question shouldn't be, why does the NRA oppose using this list to take away people's rights? The question should be, why doesn't everybody oppose using this list to take away rights?
That's right.
That's the real fundamental issue that we should all be saying. We shouldn't have these secret watch lists that can take away your rights.
Absolutely. And all you conservatives out there who were cheering for the Homeland Security Act, the Patriot Act, be careful what you ask for. It may come true. Looks like it is. Now it looks like they might go after your guns. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Obama administration, their last attempt to go into war with Syria. Well, it backfired on them big time. Remember, they blamed Bashar al-Assad for the chemical warfare attack on his own people. Like I said, it backfired on Obama big time because the evidence was pointing in the direction of a false flag. Killing ISIS, coming up next on the InfoWars Nightly News. Stick around.
Shane Steiner's involvement with InfoWarsLife.com truly happened in an organic way. I went to high school with Shane, his brother, knew his parents well. And he was visiting the office once, hadn't been to the office in years, and said, wow, I notice you're making and selling supplements. Do these really work? Because I've tried a lot of supplements as a workout enthusiast, and I really think most of them are hype. And I said, here, take some home, try it. Well, a few weeks later, he came in blown away and said, I want to buy 3 boxes of this stuff to give my friends and family. It's simply amazing. He said, why does it work so well? And I said, listen, go to InfoWarsLife.com, watch the informational videos with Dr. Group and others. They understand how it all works. I know that it works for me. That's all I understand. The science, the facts, the research, people's testimonials, they're all on InfoWarsLife.com. You can check it out for yourself.
I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to push myself and work out harder. And that led to me being able to come out and do stuff like the barefooting and the surfing and stuff like that, which what I would never done. I never would have done that 2 years ago.
Shane has said over and over again, more than just libido and energy, it made him want to get into the gym more. It made him want to get in better shape. And believe me, the Steiners have amazing genetics. His brother is a world champion steer wrestler. His dad, Bobby Steiner, is a famous world champion bull rider. They've got natural genetics. But when you added this to the mix, in Shane's own words, it took him to the next level. Shane noticed the mental clarity. Bobby was able to work out longer and gain muscle mass. He's already completely shredded. I gotta admit, for me, the biggest effect has been libido. Now, I've never claimed to have a body like some beach model, but back when I was 20, 22 years old and worked out every day, I looked great. But over the years, and being married, having three kids, and working 18 hours a day, I gained basically 100 pounds. And it's been a long process losing that weight in the last 4 years. But if you look at the photos and the videos of what I looked like 4 or 5 years ago versus today, the results are dramatic. I'd already cleaned up my diet. I was working out hard, but I'd only lost about 20 pounds. It was adding the other key ingredients from InfoWarsLife.com that helped me personally go to the next level and shed another 35 pounds.
This has actually made me feel so good that here lately, about a year ago, I started training jiu-jitsu, and that kind of led to doing some boxing and kickboxing. I mean, it's amazing that 2 years ago, I was on the couch and couldn't even tie my shoes, and now I'm training with MMA fighters and just doing stuff that I never thought that I would be doing ever again. So Super Male Vitality has allowed me to do some amazing things, and if it has those kind of effects for me, I know that it will do great things for you. So just try Super Male Vitality. I promise you, you'll love it.
And finally, let's look at Anthony Gucciardi, InfoWars.com reporter. He also works with Dr. Group and others, helping develop the newest, most cutting-edge, high-quality supplements. Let's take a look at what happened when he tried to barefoot ski for the first time with the Steiners. And remember, we're not making fun of him. He had the will to get in the arena, and he's lost more than 10 pounds in the last few years of fat and gained more than 10 pounds of muscle. And Anthony chalks it up to Super Male Vitality as well. Bottom line, folks, you want to discover the power of Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality for yourself by visiting InfoWarsLife.com today or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A couple of years ago, the Obama administration tried to go to war with Syria after they blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for a chemical attack against his own people. But this backfired on the Obama administration big time, because as it turns out, evidence started to pour in that suggested that the Syrian chemical attack was a false flag.
10 days ago, the world watched in horror as men, women, and children were massacred in Syria in the worst chemical weapons attack of the 21st century.
The Assad regime, and only undeniably the Assad regime, unleashed an outrageous chemical attack against its own citizens.
Now, after careful deliberation, I have decided that the United States should take military action against Syrian regime targets.
We can tell you beyond any reasonable doubt that our evidence proves the Assad regime prepared for this attack.
I've watched debates in Congress. A congressman asked Mr. Kerry, is there Al-Qaeda? People say they've gotten stronger. He says, no, I say officially, they aren't there. The main combat unit, the so-called Al-Nursa, is a unit of Al-Qaeda. They know about this. It was not pleasant for me to see this. Well, we communicate with them and assume that they are decent people. He lies openly, and he knows that he lies.
We're not really positive who set off the gas. I mean, the group that's most likely to benefit from that is Al-Qaeda.
Did President Bashar Assad gas his own people? Not according to a growing number of skeptics, including Alex Jones, syndicated radio talk show host.
I don't know who launched the chemical attack, but all the evidence leans towards the rebels having the motive to do it. And the Russians have put out a new report saying they have proof the rebels did it back in March of this year.
Some people here and there, amazingly, have questioned the evidence of this assault on conscience. I repeat here again today that only the most willful desire to avoid reality can assert that this did not occur as described, or that the regime did not do it.
All right, so what kind of proof is there that the rebels would do this? I mean, the rebels supposedly are supporting the people of Syria. They would actually sacrifice their own people in order to draw America into this war to start World War III?
Well, look, the rebels are made up of jihadis, al-Qaeda, and some domestic Syrians, but around 60%, many studies show, are al-Qaeda, are jihadis. They've been wiping out whole Christian villages, so I don't think the rebels represent the Syrian people.
I believe you will not deny the fact that one hardly should back those who kills their enemies and eat their organs and all that is filmed and shot. Do you want to support these people? Do you want to supply arms to these people?
There's a growing volume of new evidence from numerous sources in the Middle East, mostly affiliated with the Syrian opposition and its sponsors and supporters, which makes a very strong case based on solid circumstantial evidence that the August 21st, 2013 chemical strike in the Damascus suburbs was indeed a premeditated provocation.
I would not understand or comprehend that Bashar al-Assad, no matter how bad a man he may be, would be so stupid as to order a chemical weapons attack on civilians in his own country, when the immediate consequence of which might be that he would be at war with the United States.
So we could be looking here at a frame job. Available data puts the horror in a different and disturbing light, meaning it's not Bashar doing the horrible things. It's the rebels nerve-gassing themselves, framing Bashar, setting him up so that the al-Qaeda guys win, and then we end up on the side of al-Qaeda, and you've heard that.
So this reeks of a false flag operation.
I can't see fighting to impose Sharia law in Syria. I also can't see sending my son to fight with Islamic rebels against Christians. I also can't see my son going to fight on the same side as al-Qaeda.
We should be focused on defending the United States of America. That's right. Why young men and women sign up to join the military, not to as you know, serve as al-Qaeda's air force.
Osama bin Laden,
a seven-hour-long debate in the British Parliament has culminated in a landslide approval of UK strikes on Islamic State positions in Iraq. All three major parties backing the initiative. The bombings could be unleashed any moment now.
As of today, there's a new battle that has begun against ISIS trying to recapture Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit.
The town of al-Baghdadi falling into the hands of ISIS as the Iraqi army evaporates.
ISIS is also fighting to keep territory in Iraq. Tonight, a fierce battle continues for Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. Iraqi forces hope to seize it to use as a base for eventually retaking the city of Mosul.
This as the terror group gains ground in Anbar province, some predicting a collapse of the area within hours.
In a new, slickly produced video, ISIS claims its militants are still on the streets of Tikrit, confidently fighting off the assault by Iraqi forces.
On the global map, you see ISIS spreading to places like Algeria and Libya, into the Far East and Indonesia and the Philippines as well.
This is radical Islamic Jihad making war on Western civilization.
Once again, the world is standing by doing little while the ISIS menace grows, spreading all over the Middle East and North Africa.
I am concerned about this report about Syrian rebels and the ceasefire with ISIS.
Senator
but that's
Paul,
not true.
Well,
it's not true. It's
not
true. Whether? I don't care about the report. I know these people intimately. We talk to them all the time.
Tordnova says people living in ISIS-controlled areas are in fear of the harsh penalties for infringement of the stringent laws.
Islamic State terror group has reportedly executed 100 of its own foreign fighters who tried to flee their headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa.
We're here in the 17th Division military base just outside the city of Raqqa. And we're here with the soldiers of Bashar. You can see them now digging their own graves in the very place where they were stationed.
Can ISIS be defeated in this battle here?
That's the big question mark. And if ISIS can't be defeated, having taken this fight now to back to ISIS, and if the Iraqi military is unsuccessful, then I think you have to look at a very different map in the Middle East.
Fighters say they often manage to defeat much larger armies, like the Iraqi military, because they're not afraid to die.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq, 4 years ago, was allowed to set up bases in the west of Iraq and invade eastern Syria. They started the civil war 4 years ago in Syria. They were given massive funding. They're 65%, according to NATO, of the rebel force. The Council on Foreign Relations last year had the headline, "Why We Need Al-Qaeda." And they said, give them air support to take over the country and we'll remove them later. Bull.
Since the capture and execution of Saddam Hussein, there's been death, chaos, tremendous instability in the region, and worst of all, the emergence of ISIS.
The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
ISIS looks like it, in fact, can capture and hold territory. And that is their whole goal, to continue to expand throughout the region.
The White House, armed, funded, militarily aided, and gave political office to the guy now leading ISIS terrorists in Libya.
I don't care about the report. I know these people intimately. We talk to them all the time.
Abdel Hakim Belhaj, seen here meeting with Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, was the emir of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, LIFG, an organization affiliated with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which killed U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan.
You guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in stuff for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys, and during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so, in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime.
So it's almost like an oil from.
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is, it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes and during the summertime and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black and it's highly nutritious.
Even in the 1980s, when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. And I don't expose myself to any chemicals.
InfoWarsLife.com. Please also support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors or become a sponsor and spread the word. Because these aren't just great products. This is how we fund this independent operation. We're not taxpayer funded like MSNBC or NPR, and neither is your local station. So support them, folks. This is a war.
The shadow government and their globalist eugenics agenda is easy to see today for anyone who bothers to take a look. But that wasn't always the case back in the 1960s. The assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy is a rare case in the 60s, one where the globalists carried out their operation in plain sight, on display for the world to see. This year, which marks the 52nd anniversary of the assassination of the president, well, we dug up a never-before-seen clip of best-selling author and historian Jim Mars as he breaks down Kennedy's awareness of the growing globalist threat and how they were behind his ultimate demise.
It's clear to everyone today that America has lost its way. The problem is they don't know where to point the finger. Liberals blame conservatives, conservatives blame liberals, Democrats versus Republicans, and it's all a shadow show, folks, because the global fascists control both sides. They play both ends against the middle. Of all the U.S. presidents, probably one of the best educated and the one that was in the best position to understand this national socialist or Nazi infiltration of the United States was President John F. Kennedy. He cut his teeth by writing a book called Why England Slept, which pulled apart the circumstances of the appeasement of Hitler and the Nazis and how that led to World War II. So he was certainly understood all this. And in his brief time as president, he began to take steps that was curtailing the power of this growing national security state as well as the corporate power. The Kennedy Tax Act of 1962, closing tax loopholes for the multinational corporations. He was going to, by many, many statements, he was going to withdraw us from the Vietnam War. And in 1963, he even began to try to curtail the power of the Federal Reserve System and even issued $6 billion in currency, non-interest-bearing currency, through the Treasury Department rather than through the Federal Reserve System that we must pay interest on. And this, of course, is what led to his assassination. And this explains why that the military chiefs at that time, the mafia chieftains at that time, the FBI, CIA leaders at that time, Lyndon Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, they're all dead and gone. And yet the power still exists to cover up the high-level coup d'etat that took place in this country in 1963. the plan to take over America involved several things. First, they had to get control of the U.S. economy. This was accomplished in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, when bankers gained control over our money supply, the very thing that Thomas Jefferson had warned us against back at the time of the American Revolution. And then after World War II, and with the contingencies of wartime, they begin to create what is now called the national security state. They did this by bringing in an influx of unreconstructed Nazis and rolling them into our space program and into our military-industrial complex, into our mind control, scientific establishment, which spread into the universities. And the problem here was is that when we accepted this Nazi technology, we also got their ideology. And then by the time that Bush became president, and by the time that Cheney and Rumsfeld were ascending to power, they transformed and consolidated this national security state until we see today where the checks and balances are being eroded, they're being done away with, and we're being led into a fascist-type system. Fascism being defined as the combining of state government and corporate power. With Kennedy's death, the national security state surged ahead. The shadow government began to consolidate their power, and Lyndon Johnson, who was up for grabs, he could be bought by most anybody. Plus, he had heard the guns go off in Dealey Plaza. He knew who his masters were, and he was guided by his council of wise men, all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And then, of course, after Johnson, we got Richard Nixon, who was put into power in the government and into political office by Nazi money. And then Nixon appoints George Herbert Walker Bush, the son of the Nazi financier Prescott Bush, who was prosecuted in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemies Act for handling money for the Nazis, who sat on the board of the America Hamburg Steamship Line, and which was the major conduit for Nazi spies, saboteurs, and propaganda into the United States. And that's when they begin to consolidate their power, and that's when they begin to push for neoconservatism, another name for national socialism. In 1962, the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the United States were presented with a plan called Operation Northwood. This was a plan to plant bombs in American cities, target American citizens for assassination, hijack ships and planes, and blame it all on Castro. This plan was actually submitted to and signed off on by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was President Kennedy who put a stop to it and said, no, we don't operate this way. We're not going to do this. He fired Admiral Lemser, who was the head of the Joint Chiefs, and he ordered all the copies of Northwoods destroyed. But typical government, one copy survived in a government file somewhere, and ironically enough, it was in the early 90s, thanks to the Assassination Records Review Board that was created by Congress in the wake of the Oliver Stone film, JFK, and the outcry from the public to know what really happened to Kennedy. And they were given the authority to go into government files and look for anything pertaining to Kennedy's assassination or government policy at that time. And they found the Northwoods documents. So again, we see the curtain lifted slightly, and we get to see the plans of this national security state, these national socialists that have taken control in the United States. Everyone who has either lived through it or has studied American history since the 1950s agrees that November the 22nd, 1963, the assassination of President John F. Kennedy marked a turning point in the history of the United States, and the turn was downward. We have lost prestige. We have lost everything in decline since that event. And what we see then is that this is the benchmark for the ascendancy of what has come to be known as the shadow government. This is when they pull off the gloves, and this is made an overt move to create a coup d'etat in the United States, and felt like that they had enough power to pull it off. And by the time they had consolidated this power in the Reagan years, it has only become grown stronger and stronger until today. People have finally, it is so overt and so in your face that people have finally begun to understand that this is moves to destroy the Democratic Republic of the United States. So today we find ourselves in a situation of where it doesn't matter whether you vote conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, you're still going to get the globalist, fascist, the National Socialist, the Nazis. And it's incumbent upon us today, because today everyone understands that America's in trouble, but they can't understand where to point the finger. And it's time for all Americans, no matter what color, no matter what race, no matter what religion, no matter what political stripe, to stand up as freeborn Americans and point the fingers at these people who've been manipulating and controlling our history for the last at least 60 years, probably 100 years, and identify them for what they are: National Socialist, Nazis, and fascist. And we cleanse our body politic of this so that we can restore a constitutional republic and the freedom and the liberty that we were given by our ancestors.
What's wrong? You don't like a small group of psychos hijacking your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
Three cops were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
This is a protest. And this is a riot. If you can't tell the difference, then you are part of the problem. Infowars.com.
I have a dream.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Right on schedule, before the dead can even be properly mourned as victims of the terror unleashed in Beirut, Paris, Egypt, Nigeria, and now the routine assassination of Chinese and Norwegian hostages by ISIS. Before the smoke can even clear, our elected officials are calling to have our rights taken.
These people use the kinds of weapons that are still available in the United States of America, and I think it ought to cause us to have another consideration of sensible gun safety laws.
Illinois Representative Schakowsky, 1 in 3 Americans disagree. And gun sales are skyrocketing due to a government-backed invasion of ISIS jihadists. Are there really sleeper cells?
Anyone can go online and discover the clear and present danger of decades-old State Department documents revealing what has been lurking within at least 22 of our United States.
A secret videotape uncovered by our investigation team. Sheikh Jilani is seen here both recruiting American Muslims and instructing them in Islamic guerrilla warfare tactics.
And we are establishing training camps. You can reach us, you know, at Quran and Group University offices in upstate New York, or in Canada, or in Michigan, or in South Carolina, or in Pakistan, wherever we are. You can reach us. You're most welcome to join one of our, you know, advanced training course in Islamic military warfare.
The Clarion Project, who I work for, we broke this story about how a terrorist enclave has been detected in Texas. We know this from declassified FBI documents. There was originally some broad intelligence about it, and so we started investigating. We figured out the group's front organizations that they were using in Texas, and then some activists from a group called Act for America went and verified the specific location so that we made sure that we definitely knew what we were talking about. And then we got declassified FBI documents and confirmed it from that end. So we know for a fact that this organization that runs the 22 villages, as they call them, also have one in Texas.
In the wake of the carnage, the occupiers of our government were giddy with delight over the expectation of encryption restrictions, biometric technology application, and the usual disregard for our God-given liberties in exchange for a technocratic New World Order takeover. TechDirt reports, in the wake of the tragic events in Paris, encryption has continued to be a useful bogeyman for those with a voracious appetite for surveillance expansion. Like clockwork, numerous reports were quickly circulated suggesting that the terrorists used incredibly sophisticated encryption techniques, despite no evidence by investigators that this was the case. These reports varied in the amount of hallucination involved, the New York Times even having to pull one such report offline. Other claims the attackers had used encrypted PlayStation 4 communications also wound up being bunk. Yet, pushed by their sources in the government, the media quickly became a sound wall of noise, suggesting that encryption was hampering the government's ability to stop these kinds of attacks. NBC was particularly breathless this week over the idea that ISIS was now running a 24-hour help desk aimed at helping its less technically proficient members understand encryption. All of the reports had one central underlying drumbeat implication. Edward Snowden and encryption have made us less safe, and if you disagree, the blood is on your hands. Yet amazingly enough, as actual investigative details emerge, it appears that most of the communication between the attackers was conducted via unencrypted vanilla SMS. USA Today reports a small victory in a 289-137 vote. The House has passed a bill to halt the admission of Syrian refugees. Democrat Gerald Nadler argued against the bill, saying, "We face a choice that will echo through history," while reminding lawmakers that the U.S. turned away Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi Germany in 1939. He continued, "We must not let ourselves be guided by irrational fear. This isn't fear. This is common sense. And that was then, and this is now. And Nazis hadn't infiltrated the Jewish refugees to enter America. Operation Paperclip took care of that one. Washington, D.C., it's time to grow a pair. You are all party to treason if you don't divide yourselves from the agents of the New World Order and represent the will of the American people. Obama must be impeached. His JV team is marching into America. The first innocent American to die by a jihadist posing as a Syrian refugee due to your culture of greased palms will mean the end of your career. Guaranteed." John Bound for InfoWars.com.
There is something I would like to bring it to the American people's attention. Merkel in Germany was kind enough to open her doors to the immigrants, and the consequences was really hefty, that on the day of the soccer game, they had that tip that there is a terrorist attack going to happen. They vacated the stadium, and it never heard in the American mainstream media that they uncovered an ambulance loaded with explosive parked near the stadium, ready to get blown up at the people of Germany.
Wow.
And this has never been published in American mainstream media. I never heard it in American media.
Colonel, stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back, because you have incredible credibility. New York Times, LA Times, everything you've ever talked about has been proven. I was unaware of this. Please tell us the sources and what happened. We know about the evacuation, the canceling of the football game, the soccer game, but I did not know that they actually had the explosives-laden ambulance that was discovered. This is incredible. Imagine if it would have gone off. It could have killed thousands. We'll cover it all straight ahead. He was a army colonel in the Egyptian military who had a lot of experience dealing with radicals and extremists who want to seize power. And the main group is coming out of Saudi Arabia generally, and that, of course, is the Wahhabist radical version of Sunni Islam. Most Sunni Muslims are not radical. They don't want to terrorize people. But it is this group that continues to carry out most of the terror worldwide. And I want to get later into the fact that Egypt's been forced to now start working with Russia. Our government has double-crossed Egypt on record. They've had trials there where it's come out. The Muslim Brotherhood's being financed by Obama through Kenya. I mean, this is a really reckless, bizarre move by Obama. Again, Colonel Ahmad Salim is the best-selling author of On the Run. You can go to his website and find the book and read it and show it to your friends and family, ahmadsalim.org. I'm going to tweet that out, by the way, at Real Alex Jones and tell folks to get this hero's book, because he risked his life and a lot more to bring us this information. He's telling you right now specifically what's going on. So we ended, and I actually Googled it, and here it is. In the foreign press, ambulance full of explosives reportedly found near German stadium. But we never heard this here in the United States, as he said. So, Colonel, please continue.
Yes, sir. You mentioned the Kenyan connection with the Muslim Brotherhood. And that shows in Mr. Obongo Obama. Mr. Obongo Obama is Mr. Barack Hussein's brother in Kenya. And he is the main support line for the Muslim Brotherhood in Africa. Unfortunately, the Muslim Brotherhood start to blackmail Mr. Obama. And the Egyptian intelligence, of course, leaked to the media. And if you have that newspaper, it's called El Ahram newspaper, that is the governmental main issue of newspaper who talks on behalf of the government. Mr. Obama succeeded to alienate Egypt from working and cooperating with America, alienating Saudi Arabia from cooperating with America. And we know that we have Libya this stable, we have Syria this stable, and we have Iraq under the Iranian control. And Mr. Obama, unfortunately, become alienated from this country, not getting their support in that kind of war. And this is the most Sunni Arab countries knows how to talk the talk and walk the walk when it comes on war on terrorists.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Till then, have a blessed evening. We'll see you back right here tomorrow night. See ya.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.